Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, just a couple of Marines enjoying some football. What a great photograph. You had J.D. Vance, the vice president-elect, a Marine Corps veteran. You had Daniel Penny after being declared not guilty after this just nonsensical show trial in New York City. Shameful the way he was treated. But it was great to see Daniel Penny, also a Marine Corps veteran, there with J.D. Vance at the Army-Navy football game on Saturday alongside incoming President Donald J. Trump. What a great photo. What great imagery. In fact, I think we've got a little bit of audio of some of the crowd reaction for you here as well this morning. I don't think Joe Biden showed up for the Commander-in-Chief's game. Did he? I don't even think he even showed up for it, but that's all right. Donald J. Trump is already effectively being treated as the commander-in-chief already, even though he isn't sworn in until January 20th, not just here in the United States, but all over the world, frankly. Here we go, the report from the Army-Navy game this weekend.
Just 15 miles from the White House, President-elect Trump was greeted at Northwest Stadium by cheers and chants. Offering a salute as the national anthem played. The impressive records of both Army and Navy boosted anticipation for what would take place on the field. But the formation of Trump's proposed national defense team provided similar intrigue. Trump was joined by Vice President-to-be J.D. Vance, along with nominee for Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard and Department of Defense Secretary pick Pete Hegseth. Both are requiring extra effort by Team Trump to shore up the support needed for confirmation.
Speaking of football games, number one, this is from MontanaSports.com. The number one Montana State Bobcats pounded the eighth-seeded Idaho 52-19 Friday night in Bozeman, heading straight to the FCS semifinals. I saw Outkick, the Outkick.com website. They said this was just one of the biggest plays of the entire weekend. Touchdown, Tommy Mellott, Butte, Montana zone.
Four receivers. Mellott, they run it. Makes a man miss. Look out. Tommy Mellott, 35-30 to the 20. Has a block downfield, and he's inside the five-yard line. Amazing run by Tommy Mellott. Give him 63. First down, goal to go.
Well, you don't give up.
All right, there you go. Great clip. Yeah, I'll have to pull up the exact headline here from Outkick.com and what they had to say, given some national attention to Butte's own Tommy Mellott. Yeah, there was a great story by, I think it was Color 8 or Wake Up Montana, one of those. They had a story just featuring all of the fans back home in Butte and how excited they are for Tommy Mellott and how it's very reminiscent of Colt Anderson's run back in the day, and of course who ran all the way into the NFL and still coming back home and showing some love to the folks in Butte. All right, lots to talk about this morning. I want to go back to something I don't think we shared with you here in the 6 o'clock hour. Tren de Aragua and Montana, we got an expert standby.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Sky's turning cloudy in Bozeman today with some snow shower chances by late afternoon. Otherwise, some sun in Billings, followed by increasing clouds later in the day. High temperature readings from the mid-30s in Bozeman to around 40 in Billings. For tonight, with cloudy skies and snow showers, up to an inch possible in the Bozeman area, lesser amounts in Billings, as low temperatures stay back in the lower to middle 20s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Securing America.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the Big Apple will not be a safe haven for illegal migrants who commit repeated violent crimes. And he says incoming border czar Tom Homan is on the same page. For more than an hour, the pair discussed immigration reform, border security, and deportations. The meeting comes on the heels of Adams' repeat criticism of the Biden administration for its lack of financial support. Adams says he and Homan have the, quote, same desire to go after migrants committing violent acts. But the city is limited by its sanctuary laws, which prevent close collaboration between police and ICE. Adams says he's exploring how he can bypass it.
I'm going to try to attempt to use my executive orders to go after dangerous people who are committing violence acts against migrants and asylum seekers and long-term New Yorkers and undocumented immigrants. No one should be a victim of a crime in the city, and particularly violent crimes.
In New York, CB Cotton, Fox News.
What a contrast. Kids all across Montana, they're getting wholesome books shipped to their house thanks to a program supported by country music legend Dolly Parton and Montana First Lady Susan Gianforte. Meanwhile, the woke Montana Teachers Union is sending out all this woke left-wing propaganda for kids. What a crazy story. You got to see this new report from the Freedom Foundation. I've got that and more. Go to MontanaTalks.com and audio as well.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I was just thinking of this morning. I was like, man, I need to highlight this conversation on our Montana Talks website. I was catching up with Daniel Bruner. And I pronounced his name wrong like six different times. I called him Daniel Brunner instead of Daniel Bruner. But he's so nice, he never even said anything about it. But Daniel Bruner, he was the FBI Hispanic gang expert. And now he has his own consulting firm called the Bruner Sierra Group. He lives in Bozeman, Montana. But he is an expert on Tren de Aragua, this violent Venezuelan prison gang. That, according to the Department of Homeland Security, is now confirmed to have a presence here in Montana as well. And so, anyway, here's a little bit of our conversation with Daniel Bruner talking about Tren de Aragua and his work with these Hispanic gangs, especially in light of our wide-open southern border.
So my main gang that I was investigating while I was in New Jersey was MS-13. And I found that their footprint here in Montana is very small. But the reason why Tren de Aragua is here is because of the communities that have come up here, because of the construction. You have a large amount of migrants coming into this country. And the three predominant communities are Mexican, Hondurans, and Venezuelans. And that's just because that's the way the migrants, you know, groups have moved. Now, Tren de Aragua is only going to set up their stations within the Venezuelan communities. So because there's a Venezuelan community here in Bozeman, they find comfort, they find security going into those communities. So they're not going to be in a town where there is not a Venezuelan community, where there is maybe a Hispanic community, but not Venezuelan. So they will move into Venezuelan communities and then start taking advantage of the systems that are there, whether it be criminalistic or other means. So you see what happened in Aurora, Colorado, where they took over an apartment building. You're not going to see that here. You're going to see smaller crimes. I've heard 7 to 8 months ago. I mean, I know the DHS report just came out a month ago. I heard 7 to 8 months ago that they were here. So it wasn't something that I was willing to put out. I didn't know if the Sheriff's Department or Bozeman PD were actually working an investigation. I didn't want to jeopardize that for them, but we know that we know that they're here. Where they're located, I can't say. I don't know. And what criminal behaviors they're conducting, that's you know, hopefully Gallatin County Sheriff's Office and the Bozeman PD are on top of it.
Yeah, I know. I reached out to a few law enforcement professionals just after that report came out to say, hey, are you guys tracking anything, anybody in your jail, et cetera, because there was a jail down in Wyoming where they said, yeah, they had a TDA member there. And they said they have individuals they suspect are involved with TDA, but it's kind of hard to accurately say, yes, this person is or is not affiliated with Trende Aragua. How do you describe Trende Aragua and the threat that they present compared to, say, MS-13 or the Mexican drug cartels?
Well, those are three, obviously, these are three different levels of you know, criminalistic groups. I look at MS-13, I chased them for 15 years, both, you know, in New Jersey, nationally and internationally, so I was all over the, really the planet chasing MS-13. But Trende Aragua is a different type of animal. They've taken the blueprint that MS-13 was, and they've made it their own. They are a criminal organization, so I want to be very clear. I know there are some outlets and some politicians who call it a gang. They are not a gang. They are a criminal organization. Sinaloa, CJNG, who are here in the valley, in Montana, and have a presence here, those are criminal organizations. They're next level, way above Trende Aragua. But Trende Aragua is definitely a threat to this country. They are a criminalist organization. They communicate via end-to-end encryption. They are using crypto, money laundering, weapons trafficking, guns, and, you know, they're conducting criminal behavior that's all over the planet. So a lot of the things that they're doing here in the United States, they've already been doing for years in Chile, Peru, and Colombia. And they've learned how to, you know, get the experience. And then when those members have gotten experience, we're talking 24, 25, 26-year-olds who have cut their teeth in these countries in South America. And then they come to the United States, experienced warriors. But what's really dangerous is we know that there's a clear connection between the President Maduro and the Venezuelan government and Trende Aragua. So to say that they're just a gang or just a criminal organization, no, they're a political arm of Nicolas Maduro, and he clearly wants destabilizing countries that don't agree with the Venezuelan way of life. He, you know, wants to destabilize Peru, Chile, and he's utilizing it. You know, he doesn't have to invade with his army. He can send out the members of Trende Aragua from Venezuela, push them out with his support. He's providing them financial support by giving them gold mines in western Venezuela. He gives them gold mines, they mine it, they sell the gold, and then it's put into their coffers. So Nicolas Maduro gives them an instruction to go kidnap
Anyway, then we had to rush to a quick break, but that was a great point that he was making, and this was during our statewide 9 o'clock hour, just before 10 o'clock in the morning, so I know some of you early risers missed this, but and when we came back from the break, I was going to start right where we left off. I was going to start by talking about, if you want to disrupt and destabilize the United States of America, you would do exactly what Nicolai Maduro has been doing and exactly what Joe Biden and the Democrats and John Tester allowed them to do. And you could just flood in these operatives here to undermine them. You don't need to have a foreign army invade America because these violent Venezuelan gangs are your foreign army. But he made that point. You get that. But during the break, I was chatting with him and I said, hey, where should we go next? What else should we talk about? And we were talking off air and I said, you know, what can people look for? He's like, well, I would caution people against that because here's why. And then I said, well, I've noticed there's Venezuelan delivery drivers delivering food in Montana. And he said, oh, that's actually something you should worry about. You should be on the watch for. So stand by. I'll have that next.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
When looking at economic performance over a long span of history, one thing stands out, and that is the seismic change that periodically occurs in the trajectory of growth. What mathematicians call inflection points line up precisely with the introduction of new technology. If you go way back, things like the transition to organized agriculture, the Renaissance, and the Industrial Revolution permanently altered how economies operated and grew. Are we on the cusp of another such event? Many people think that we may be. When artificial intelligence graduates to artificial general intelligence, or machines teach themselves, it's easy to see how the ways we produce things will change massively. The way economists measure technological progress is through something called productivity, which has wandered up and down since World War II. All the technology we've developed since then has only moved the needle a little bit over all these years. Perhaps AGI will change that. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recently releasing preliminary recommendations that women over age 30 should have the option to take their own samples for cervical cancer screenings. These guidelines are aimed at increasing the amount of women who get an HPV test. And with the recommendation of self-collection, some doctors are hoping it will help prevent cervical cancer. Most diagnoses of this type of cancer are found in women who are not screened, diagnosed, or treated properly. HPV tests are currently only done in a healthcare setting, but at-home testing could be on the horizon. The task force posted their guidelines on their website through January 13th for public comment. After that, the final recommendations will be worked on and released at a later date. The guidelines can be found online at uspreventivesservicestaskforce.org. Or, for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is, like, busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Northmund. Looking to farm bill news on this Monday morning, we see that negotiations over a farm relief package stalled Saturday after Democrats rejected a GOP proposal that excluded Inflation Reduction Act funding for conservation programs. Democrats sought $10 billion in offset market relief tied to climate restrictions, while Republicans offered $12 billion in emergency spending without offsets. The National Association of Conservation Districts voiced frustration over the lack of progress, urging lawmakers to pass a year-end package, including both economic aid for struggling producers and integration of IRA conservation funding. With both parties blaming each other for the deadlock, lawmakers face a Friday deadline to include a one-year farm bill extension in a government funding resolution, risking relief for farmers and ranchers. In other news, on Friday, USDA announced emergency funding to prevent the spread of New World screwworm into the United States following a confirmed case in southern Mexico. USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Jenny Moffitt.
$165 million in emergency commodity credit corporation funding to be able to protect U.S. livestock from New World screwworm.
Eradication relies on the sterile insect technique, where sterile male flies are released to disrupt breeding. This method has proven effective in the past with U.S. outbreaks.
The funding is to expand the number of flies. We're currently producing about 90 million flies a week. And so to really increase the production of flies, increase the dispersal and the range of dispersal of flies.
In response to the discovery of screwworm in southern Mexico, USDA suspended live cattle imports from Mexico and implemented stricter protocols to ensure animals are New World screwworm free before entering the U.S. Despite these protocols, producers are still urged to monitor livestock for symptoms such as fly larvae and wounds and report issues promptly.
Looking for unbeatable deals on used equipment? Then look no further than C&B, your local John Deere dealer of choice. Right now in our clearance center, we've got a 2022 John Deere 260R windrower with 1,582 engine hours, equipped with a 16-foot platform and a 6,000 receiver and command center auto track activation. Now clearanced at just $165,000. Want to check out more clearance equipment? Then hit the C&B today or visit DeereEquipment.com/clearance. But don't wait. This unit won't last long.
It's the 29th annual Chase Hawks PRCA Rough Stock Rodeo. December 21st at First Interstate Arena, 7 p.m. Great seats still available, including a family five-pack, five general admission tickets for the price of four. Get your tickets at the Metro Park box office or on the Metro Park website. Texas chart-topping country singer Case Harden will take the stage after the last bull is bucked. Your rodeo tickets include the concert. Dirt passes can be purchased in addition to your rodeo ticket. All proceeds from this event benefit the Chase Hawks Memorial Community Crisis Fund.
USDA's monthly wheat outlook projects a rise in U.S. export forecasts due to reduced exports from Russia and the EU. Wheat exports for the 2024 through 25 marketing year ending May 31st of next year are now expected to reach 850 million bushels, up from the previous forecast and significantly higher than last year's 707 million bushels. From June to October, exports hit 366 million bushels, a 35% increase. USDA reports an average farm price of $5.60 a bushel based on current market trends and projections through May. While winter wheat conditions have slightly improved, global ending stocks remain at a 9-year low, keeping futures prices relatively steady. I'm Lee Northlund, Western Ag Network.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so I was chatting with Daniel Bruner, and it was during the commercial break, right before 10 a.m. And so I was going to go a totally different direction, but then I said, hey, you know, what can people look for? What can law enforcement look for? And then we picked up right there.
He was saying, well, I would caution people because, you know, you can't just go around assuming that every Hispanic person you see is a Trendaragua member or a drug cartel member, right? And we all get that, right? Or most of us get that. There's still some who don't get that. But then I said, yeah, you know, it's been interesting because I've been traveling all across Montana. I did over 105 events, many from cafes and restaurants. And first off, there are a ton of DoorDash delivery drivers. There are a lot of people that get food delivered to their house. I think food is too expensive as it is, and then you pay the but Daniel Brenner, you were telling, I said, you know, I ran across a few DoorDash delivery drivers that don't speak English, and in my broken, you know, Spanish, I said, well, where are you from? Hey, you know, and I remember at least a couple of them saying they were from Venezuela. And you actually said that actually is something to watch out for.
I agree. And that's one of the things giving advice to your listeners is this. Is be careful about your home. And what a lot of these home invasions that we're seeing, it's called the South American Theft Group, but the members of Tren de Aragua have adopted doing this. So one of the tactics, and I'm not saying every single DoorDash driver, I'm not saying every single Uber driver is, but one of the tactics they do is utilize members of TVA will get a job with one of these food delivery companies. They deliver the food to your front door, and then they're getting intelligence. They're learning about your house. Do you have dogs? Do you have alarms? Do you have cameras? This, you know, gives them advanced intelligence in preparation for a home invasion. Are you elderly? Do you have children? Are there kids running around? Are you going to be someone who leaves the home, during the winter months? So these are the things that I advise your listeners and my clients, because I do security consulting for individuals here in Bozeman and elsewhere in Montana and actually in many parts of the world, that remove your home. If your home is on Zillow, you've already sold it, remove those photographs. Remove your photos from Google Maps. Remove your photos, because a lot of these sports athletes and other individuals, they've got their home, all these photographs. So when they come in to do these home invasions, they know exactly which way to turn. They know exactly which way is the master bedroom. And they're in and out in 5 minutes, way before any PDs, the sheriff's department, is able to respond, especially if you are not home during the winter years. So obviously using caution, using precaution. Again, repeating what you said, not every Hispanic person is a gang member or a cartel member. But using appropriate caution, make yourself a hard target. Whether it's even buying a sign that says ADT, doesn't necessarily mean you have it, but you put it out in front of your house. So it's just a barrier. It makes the individuals who want to do a home invasion think twice about going to that house. And then we'll go to the house.
All right. More to follow here in just 60 seconds after this Fox News update. More of our conversation with Daniel. Things that Trende Aragua, TDA, what they specialize in are home invasions, burglaries. That's part of the way they make money, through their criminal activity, and then to fund the next set of criminal activity. So we were, of course, getting short on time during the conversation with Daniel Bruner. And we'll have to get him back on the show here heading into the new year as well. He's got a safety, security consulting firm. And so he helps people out with these sort of things. The one other thing I was thinking about when I chatted with him is, man, I'll tell you what, if you don't have a safe in your home, you might want to get one. And just a quick plug here for our friends at Northwest Safe of Bozeman. They have got an incredible selection, incredible collection, just an incredible family to work with. So go say hi to our friends at Northwest Safe. If you're looking for a Christmas present and also looking for a way to keep your home secure, given you know the threat that is out there, confirmed by DHS, you get a hold of our friends at Northwest Safe of Bozeman. They've got smaller ones, or they've got the large ones that you can walk into, you name it. So really cool outfit there, right off the interstate. Anyway, here's a little bit more about what Daniel Bruner does, based out of the Bozeman area. He's retired of the FBI. He was in the Navy as well. And here's a little bit more about how his outfit.
The Bruner Sierra Group, we're based out of Bozeman. We have our website, BrunerSierraGroup.com, and I'm on LinkedIn, Daniel Bruner, B-R-U-N-N-E-R. And then you can also find us on Substack. So I put out a weekly newsletter, and sometimes it's every 2 weeks, every Tuesday, Thursday. And I talk about the latest threats, latest intelligence, latest things that are happening both here in Montana and internationally. So please feel free. I'm, Duke Security Consulting for anybody from a restaurant here in Bozeman to members of the Yellowstone Club to individuals that are in Israel. The internet and phones are widely available, so I'm happy to help out anybody.
All right. And then I had only about 30 seconds or so to go. So I talked about the fact that, look, you've got Nicolai Maduro, the socialist dictator of Venezuela. He releases gang members, puts these criminals out. They empty the prisons in Venezuela. They send them north to America to destabilize us. And then, in 30 seconds or so, what do you want to tell folks across Montana? Here was the final 30 seconds.
I think that we have to be cautious with the FBI active. The new administration coming in is going to obviously make a difference and harden the borders. We need to worry about the northern border. I think 80% of our attention is on the southern border, but I think us Montanans need to be aware of the northern border, and that is a new threat because there's not that many eyes on it. It's going to be a job, and I don't think it's going to be a fast deportation that President Trump is proposing. I don't think it's going to happen that way.
Well, Daniel Bruner, great to have you on the show. We'll have to get you back on maybe at the first of the year. Thanks again for your time this morning. All right, coming up after the break, joining us live, Ashley Smith-Thomas, the Freedoms Fund founder and CEO. She's going to join us once again, thanks to our friends at Fox News Radio. We're going to talk about all these drones over Jersey, these drones over New York. She'll have the latest insight and analysis for us right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, here we go. This is the latest from Fox News Radio this morning. The Pentagon still does not know who is behind recent drone activity near military installations, expressing frustration with, quote, the irresponsible nature of it. Last week, the White House claimed drones had not operated in restricted airspace, but the DOD confirmed sightings over Picatinny Arsenal and Naval Weapons Station Earl. A DOD official said there is no intel indicating foreign involvement or malicious intent, but we don't know. Ashley Smith-Thomas back with us here on Montana Talks. Ashley, thanks for being back with us here. It's just crazy to me that they will claim, you'll have the Biden White House or others, you had John Kirby, that guy, claim, oh, there's no malicious intent here. But then they'll say they don't know anything about who's behind these drones. How do you know there's no malicious intent if you don't even know who's operating these things? Crazy, isn't it?
It is. And first, thank you for having me. I completely agree with you. It's a little hypocritical when we see how they say that there's nothing here and that there's no threat, but then yet they don't know where it's coming from. So because the DOD, the DHS, the FBI, and now you've got John Kirby, who's the National Security Communications Advisor, all saying the same thing in terms of that there's no national security threat here, that they don't believe that these are foreign adversarial drones, and that there is no mothership, as it was indicated earlier last week, an Iranian mothership off the East Coast. That is not true. So one could then surmise then that these drones are the U.S. government. And I can't help but wonder if that is why we're not getting real answers as to what is going on, because these drones are being used for other purposes, for national security reasons.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, why you would think they would at least brief members of Congress to say if that is what's going on. I saw there was, I think it was a must have been a former, I don't know if it was a former CIA or other intelligence agency gal was on, I think, Fox News. They had the video clip earlier this morning that caught my eye, where she was saying, well, hey, maybe they're doing some sort of an exercise here, because they have done, you know, these training exercises out in a live environment, like in cities where, you know, people will see the helicopters flying around doing cool, crazy stuff. But typically they would just tell you that there's an exercise going on. Why would they not even brief leading members of Congress? Because now you've even got Democrat members of Congress who I think have finally taken their muzzles off and realized that they should probably start asking some questions now, huh?
Absolutely. And so what's interesting is that according to The Hill, there was lawmakers from both New Jersey and New York. They sent a letter on Thursday to the FBI and DHS and the FAA demanding a briefing on the drones. And then on Friday, Speaker Johnson, he received a classified briefing on the situation. And all we know is that leading up to the briefing, he said that he was anxious to know what was going on. And then we've heard nothing afterward as to really what is taking place with these drones. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if anything will be revealed in the coming days. But here's how I kind of look at it, because when you look at it from a national security standpoint, there's one of two possibilities. And we see, you know, scenario one, you know, we saw last year a Chinese spy balloon, it entered our, you know, airspace, in which our government did nothing until the Biden administration got caught. And there was enough pressure because civilians caught the balloon on camera. And so then finally the admin admitted that they were tracking the balloon for days and they finally shot it down. You know, could this be that situation? Perhaps. But the fact that everyone is singing the same tune, that this is not national security threat, that this is not adversarial, this has no foreign tie at all, and that the, quote, mothership is not off the East Coast, but rather the drone ships that Iran has is stationed off the coast of Iran. What's interesting is that then that leads one to think then, okay, is this the U.S. government? From the standpoint that there's been reports that these drones are actually the size of a vehicle. Well, a normal Joe is not going to be flying a drone that's the size of a vehicle. So I think that what we're seeing here very well could be maybe these drones are detecting, tracking, looking for something that's biological or radiation, using the sensors on them. And I just can't help but wonder, for national security purposes, that is why we're not getting real answers from the government.
Yeah, because you're the founder and CEO of Freedoms Fund USA, which is a nonprofit to protect freedom and national security from threats that impact our future. So yeah, I guess partly this things like this is why you started your organization, is to have these types of conversations. So what did they say about a mothership being off the coast of Iran? Because, yeah, it was Congressman Jeff Van Drew out of New Jersey who said, hey, he's been told by high up sources that there's an Iranian mothership off the coast. But, I mean, to that point, it wouldn't need to be off the coast of New Jersey to fly a drone in New Jersey. I mean, we've got drones flown out of Las Vegas, Nevada, that are flying over Africa and the Middle East. So there's nothing to say that the Iranians couldn't be flying these drones. Congressman Michael Waltz, a Green Beret colonel and the incoming national security advisor, pending confirmation. I mean, he said that these drones could already be on a predetermined GPS-coordinated flight path.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, and I think, too, what's going to be interesting to just see is if this really is indeed foreign. But here's what I think, is that if it was foreign and if it did pose a threat, then why not shoot them down? And that was one of the questions that President-elect Donald Trump said over the weekend. He posted on social media. He says, mystery drones sightings all over the country. Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? I don't think so. Let the public know, and now, otherwise, shoot them down. And the fact that that hasn't even happened and that our government's not even really providing answers and there's no getting rid of these drones, that's why I cannot help but wonder if it is indeed belongs to the U.S. government. Pertaining to the mothership, it was interesting because on Friday, Congressman Van Drew then released a statement acknowledging that they ran three drone ships or actually stationed off the southern coast of Iran. So he kind of backpedaled when he said that the mothership was stationed off the East Coast. The DOD has completely denied that, saying that there is no mothership off the East Coast. And so it's interesting to just kind of see how Congressman Van Drew will move forward, especially after his statement that he said last week being countered by the DOD and DHS and the FBI. So I don't know. I think it's going to maintain and will continue to be a mystery until someone says something here in the coming days, if anything. But we also have to remember, too, is I think when you look at how we are as a country, we're currently in a pre-9/11 condition due to the porous border and the fact that we have an admin that has done nothing to secure our nation. And so when you had FBI Christopher Wray months ago share after the Hamas attack on Israel that the U.S. threat level is high both domestic and abroad, I hope that this administration will take the concerns of the American people very seriously. But I think we're just going to continue to get vague answers, and we'll probably not get more information.
Yeah, at a bare – I mean, even if this was like some sort of government exercise – I mean, talk about a – I mean, they would have a standard playbook that they would use for communicating about this to the public. And it, clearly they're failing at that if that's what this is. But I think it's also a symbol of – I think you kind of touched on this – that there is just a lack of trust in every single one of these government agencies right now under this current administration. Nobody believes a word they say because they have just been playing the Washington swamp political games time and time again. And that's why it looks like China's spy balloon all over again, because we've seen not just incompetence from this administration, but the way that they deliberately invited illegal aliens into this country. I mean, Joe Biden just commuted sentences for Chinese spies using his pardon power. He just freed up billions of dollars to the Iranians, the terrorists in Tehran, days after the election. It's crazy.
Oh, absolutely. And that, to me, I think is what poses the greatest national security threat, because it's basically Joe Biden giving the middle finger to the American people. And what he's doing is teeing up, making it even more dangerous for our security. And I think he's intentionally doing that to fight Trump. And that's going to even make more challenges for President Trump when he steps into office. But I'm confident, and this is why the American people showed up and turned out in a big way on November 5th to make sure that Donald J. Trump was elected president, because I do believe that the American people are tired of this and they're ready for the swamp to be, quote, drained. And I think what we're going to see then is a shakeup in all these departments, including the DOD, DHS, the FBI, in order to restore trust once again. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, but I look forward to Inauguration Day and President Trump cleaning house.
That's right. I was just thinking, instead of cash for the terrorists in Tehran, we're going to have Cash Patel heading up the FBI cleaning house. So that's what we're looking forward to. Ashley Smith Thomas, great to catch up with you as always. Thanks for your insight.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate it. All right, quick break. By the way, speaking of spy balloon 2.0, spy balloon all over again, those are some of the questions being raised by Montana Congressman and former Navy SEAL Ryan Zinke. I think he was on Fox and Friends here already this morning. We've got some audio of his Fox Business interview over the weekend where he's been raising some of these questions. So let's start there right after this, right here with Montana Talks on this Monday.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Democratic Party has become radicalized. It has become extreme. Really, sex change operations, taxpayer funded for illegal immigrants, and a pathway to citizenship, amnesty, and no consequences for not abiding by our laws, border sovereignty. It's insane. The Democratic Party is now the party of coastal elites. They represent Hollywood, San Francisco, D.C., New York, and Chicago. The Republican Party has become the party of hardworking men and women that believe in liberty and freedom and are tired of everything being shoved down our throat, from what we drink to what we drive to the refrigerators we use.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
For eligible individuals 18 and older with self-perceived mild to moderate hearing loss only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
Hello, I'm Dr. Harvey Abrams, head of research audiology at Jabra Enhance. Did you know there's a connection between untreated hearing loss and chronic conditions like cognitive decline and dementia? The good news is hearing aids can actually reduce these risks and help you stay connected. Today, I'm excited to tell you about my favorite hearing aids, the game-changing Jabra Enhance Select 500. Jabra Enhance offers an affordable solution for most common hearing problems with our best-ever speech enhancing capabilities for a mighty sound in a micro-sized package. Plus, with Jabra Enhance's premium package, you get 3 years of continuous remote care provided by licensed hearing healthcare professionals. No waiting rooms or long commutes. It's as easy as video chatting with a friend. Because at Jabra Enhance, our job is to help you hear and be heard.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Sky is turning cloudy in Bozeman today with some snow shower chances by late afternoon. Otherwise, some sun in Billings, followed by increasing clouds later in the day. High temperature readings from the mid-30s in Bozeman to around 40 in Billings. For tonight, with cloudy skies and snow showers, up to an inch possible in the Bozeman area, lesser amounts in Billings, as low temperatures stay back in the lower to middle 20s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
What yours here. Offers subject to credit approval.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, now this information may be somewhat dated, but this was an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business with Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke. Here you go.
Joining me now is Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke, a member of the House Appropriations and Foreign Affairs Committees. He's also a member of the Joint Commission on China. Congressman, it's good to see you. So you're on the select committee on China. You are on the Foreign Affairs Committee. Have you been given any briefings about what these drones are above us?
No, we really haven't. And what's stunning is that this administration has lost all credibility. And when you start out lying about the drone now, and you lie about the Chinese balloon before, and then you lie about Afghanistan, then you lie about Hunter Biden's backpack and laptop, well, you look at that as a series of lies. There's no credibility. And when Admiral Kirby gets up and says, well, we don't know if it's a foreign adversary or not, what he really means is we don't have any clue or we're not going to tell you.
Well, I mean, how is that possible that they don't have any clue? I mean, I just don't believe that they don't know. Is it that they know that these are drones that are conducting surveillance from China, but they know that once they admit that, the next question is, what will you do about it? And they don't want to do anything about it?
Well, it's frustrating because at one time it says, we don't have any evidence it's foreign activity. We don't have any evidence that it represents a national threat. Well, they don't have any evidence at the contrary either. Look, if they don't know, and get forces out there to make sure. Look, we have radar, so we certainly have the capability. But when you do the deer in the headlights and then you give misinformation about it, of course we're upset. You know, as a lawmaker, we just want answers, like the American public does.
Do you think you'll get any answers?
Well, we're going to drive to it. You know, it was hard to get answers on the Chinese balloon. You look at that series, right? It took days. It almost took weeks. on that. And of course, you know, the laptop with Hunter Biden. Again, I think the point of this is that the administration has lost credibility.
All right. Yeah. Well said all around there by Montana's Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke. Yeah. Think about all these committees he sits on. Think about his military background. Michael Waltz, congressman out of Florida, President Trump's incoming national security advisor. They're all raising questions, right? In fact, I mentioned, actually, here you go. Here's a soundbite from Florida Congressman Michael Waltz. Let me see here. This comes from our friends at Fox News Radio. Here's a part of what he had to say about these drones over the East Coast.
I think what the drone issue points out are kind of gaps in our agencies, gaps in our authorities between the Department of Homeland Security, local law enforcement, the Defense Department. I think Americans are finding it hard to believe. We can't figure out where these are coming from.
All right, and that was on CBS's Face the Nation, their Sunday morning show. Here's what he said about the technology as well.
One thing for people to appreciate, you know, they're evolving so rapidly, it's not necessarily somebody that's just on the other end flying it. They could be following pre-positioned GPS coordinates. They could be coming from offshore.
All right, that was the point that I raised with Ashley Smith-Thomas just a few minutes ago. It's just pathetic to see the way John Kirby and this administration is just failing all the way around. Painful, practically, but we talked figuratively. Some of you are literally dealing with pain, pain in your hips, pain in your knees, pain in your back. Well, don't start the new year dealing with that same old joint pain. If you're losing sleep, if you're not able to take walks or do what you love because of that joint pain, take action now. Get the pain relief that you deserve heading into 2025. So you guys have heard me talk about QC Kinetics. They've got hundreds of clinics all across America. Well, their local medical professionals are now in Montana, and they're going to give you help without surgery, without pain pills, without steroid shots, the natural way using regenerative medicine. You can call QC Kinetics today to find out if this all-natural regenerative medicine is right for you. Call QC Kinetics. The consultation is free. 406-201-6263. 201-6263.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
When looking at economic performance over a long span of history, one thing stands out, and that is a seismic change that periodically occurs in the trajectory of growth. What mathematicians call inflection points line up precisely with the introduction of new technology. If you go way back, things like the transition to organized agriculture, the Renaissance, and the Industrial Revolution permanently altered how economies operated and grew. Are we on the cusp of another such event? Many people think that we may be. When artificial intelligence graduates to artificial general intelligence, or machines teach themselves, it's easy to see how the ways we produce things will change massively. The way economists measure technological progress is through something called productivity, which has wandered up and down since World War II. All the technology we've developed since then has only moved the needle a little bit over all these years. Perhaps AGI will change that. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.